This is episode 14 of the Business of Making podcast. Discounts and sales, should you do them?
Do you want to make it as a maker? This is the Business of Making podcast with your hosts Michaela Denvers, Deb Engelmeyer and Jess Van Den.
We know from experience that growing a handmade business is bloody hard work. We're here to make it a little bit easier for you by dishing out reality-based, no BS, tried and tested advice on how to make your business work.
Tune in every week for an honest conversation on what it really takes to make a creative business a success.
Hey there, maker. Are you loving this podcast as much as we love bringing it to you? If so, we would love to talk to you about supporting us on Patreon. Becoming one of our patrons is a way to support the show and to help us produce it each week. You can help for as little as $1 a month and you get access to behind the scenes, extra content we won't share anywhere else, a link to your shop on our website, and even a shout out on the podcast. To learn more, simply go to thebusinessofmaking.com/support. And now back to the show.
Hello and welcome to the Business of Making podcast. I am here with Deb.
Hello.
And Jess.
G'day.
And my name is Michaela. And this week we're talking about discounts and should you do discounts? Should you do sales? Are they good? Are they not so good? And, you know, the conversation's just going to go how it usually goes with all of us talking about what we think. So that's a good way to start. So before we do start, I just want to mention if you want to find us on Facebook, just search for The Business of Making and please do join our free group. We would love to have you in our community, and if you want to jump in there and tell us what you think of the podcast but also what you think of this episode in particular and your opinions on discounts, that would be great. So we're going to dive straight in, and I know Jess has, I don't know if you want to say like strong opinions, but opinions on this topic in particular. So let's start with Jess. What would you like to say?
So as we record this, it's actually towards the end of 2018 and there's all the discount crap going on right now. We've just had Click Frenzy here in Australia. What else is coming up? There's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, Boxing Day, end of year stock take. Like, there's going to be just like
we're just making stuff up now.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Like every week in the shops, like there's going to be some other
thing. People would have believed it because there's so many that you would have said, like Yellow Wednesday. People would have been like, oh yeah, Yellow Wednesday for sure.
They're all real.
We should definitely do a Yellow Wednesday. I think that sounds amazing.
I don't even know what that would look like. But anyway, so all of this stuff is happening. And a lot of handmade businesses get involved in these things, especially in the last few years because Etsy has started pushing it. So if you're on Etsy, they suddenly, I think it's the last 2 years now or maybe three, they've been like, do a Christmas sale, do a Black Friday. What are you doing for Cyber Monday? Like they're like basically saying without saying you should be doing this. And so people go, oh my God, I should be doing this because I'm going to miss out on sales if I'm not doing it. And it kind of, everybody gets a bit stressed and a bit worried about it. So let's talk about that. There are, generally speaking, two types of handmade businesses. There's businesses like mine that is made to order. So somebody orders something. So I sell exclusively online, okay? So I don't have stock. I don't have market stock. I don't have stock that goes out to shops. When we sell something online, then we make it. So we don't actually have money tied up in pre-made stock. Then there are the businesses that do have pre-made stock, that have a lot of stuff lying around. Supply sellers, for example, you know, are in this realm as well. So you have a lot of stock you've made for markets. You have a lot of stock you've perhaps pre-made for your shops. If you are in the second camp, then participating in one of these, maybe max two of these events makes sense because the whole point of a sale is to get money quicker for stuff that you've already invested money into. So that's why shops have sales, you know, because they all buy stuff in bulk at wholesale price, which is generally 50% of the retail price. So when they're discounting 50%, they're just recouping the cost of the item that they've bought from someone else. So with you know, when you're doing a sale or a discount during one of these events for example, if you just have too much money tied up in your stock and you just really want to move some, then that's a really good time to do that. But don't feel like you have to. Don't feel like, you know, it's mandatory to participate in any of these sales events, because it's not. And I never do, because if you are in my camp and you have stuff made to order, it doesn't really make sense, because you have to still make the thing. You haven't actually made it yet. So you're basically losing out on money because people are buying something at a discounted price. Now, that's not to say there aren't times when you should or that I recommend you do discounts and sales, but we'll talk more about that in a minute. I'll stop talking because I could probably just talk for the whole episode. And I would like to hear what other people have to say.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to start the conversation, though, because I think we all agree on that. It's like discounts aren't for everyone. And maybe that's why we should sort of get into why you might consider it, why you might not, like, definitely try to avoid it. Because depending on your, you know, and it's, again, like different handmade businesses, different profit margin, different product. Some people get stuff printed, some, you know, so it's easier for them to handle more volume certainly and things like that. There's a lot that goes into it. So I think it's good that we agree on that. It's like what we definitely don't want you to feel is that you have to go with what other people are doing. And seeing other stores, especially for stuff like those big, you know, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, you know, around Christmas pretty much. Like there's all this stuff happening that's usually big discounts. Like we're talking 50, 60%, 40%. Like that is enormous. If you're not sure of your pricing and if it's not, or if you're sure of your pricing and you've done the math and you know it's not going to work for you, then definitely don't feel like you have to because everyone else is doing it, because that still means you're losing money. Like it's still, if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. But I think there are some aspects of discounts that can be worth it. Like there's some situation where it could be worth it during the year. So I think, yeah, should we try to list, maybe trying to think about ideas of what we maybe like discounts sometimes? First one would be what you already mentioned, Jess. If you have a lot of stock and inventory and that's not moving, and it's a line or a product collection that you're retiring and you're like, this isn't really working quite well or at all. And I go, well, okay, I'm going to try to actually get rid of that. Or, you know, end of summer sale or whatever it is, and you want to sort of get a little bit of a lift in sales at that time of the year. I think that's reasonable. Again, it's not going to work for everyone, but it could be a good reason to, you know, move stock and deal with inventory issues.
I think that's a really good point. And sorry, I'm not really following the list thing here, but the intention of, or like why is the person wanting to have a sale is really important. And if it is to move stock that is not moving, I think that's a perfectly valid reason. But if it's because they're not selling in general, I think that's a like a big red flag. If you're having a sale because you can't figure out why something else isn't working, then, yeah, big red flag there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a really, really bad reason to have a sale, is because, as you said, Mick, something's not working. I'm just not making sales. And this is where you get into the discounting mentality that I'll just have a little sale and move some stock. It might work. Then you do it again next month. And then you do it again the next month after. Guess what you're teaching your customers? You're teaching them to wait for the discounts.
Yeah. And there's lots of studies that prove that's highly addictive. Like if you know a store, and I know, I could tell you a few newsletters that I'm subscribed to, shops in Australia, not going to name them, but they're not necessarily handmade as well. They're more like they get really pretty stuff from overseas. Anyway, I never bought from them, but I'm looking at their marketing constantly because I'm amazed at the amount of newsletter I get a week. So today only 45% off, and I'm like, when should I ever buy full price? Because it's literally on sale all the time. So like I get addicted to that, and I will never buy full price from them because I'm just like, that is a stupid price on the tag. I know that's not the real price because you're constantly discounting.
It's kind of, it's funny, like even with big box stores, like I'm a big proponent of, proponent, not the right word, I don't know, I'm good with the words, as I said in our last episode. I really enjoy Kiki K products, and that's what my husband gets me all the time. Every birthday he goes there, you know, he knows where to go. But if I am ever buying anything for myself from there, online or in the store, I always go to the sale rack. Like, I will never buy something full price because I know in 2 months it will be on sale. And so this is kind of where the like moving stock might backfire a little bit, because it's the same thing. Like, people are still waiting for it to be discounted. So yeah, I think it's something you need to be aware of as a maker too. Like, even if you are selling at a discounted price, you still need to be not undercutting your own self, like in that price that you're trying to move them for, I guess.
Yeah. One thing I think is a positive way of using discounts is during launches. Mm-hmm. So offering a special discount on launch to special people. So, for example, your mailing list subscribers, send them a few emails before launch telling them it's coming and telling them that if they buy within the first 24 or 48 hours, it has to be time bound. It needs to be a short period of time, 24 or 48 hours. Maybe 72, but that's I feel like that's pushing it. And they get a discount if they buy your new
introductory
product price.
Exactly. It's not really a discount. It's just it's the introductory price, and it will be more than this in 48 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, that price is the price you need to be charging, and you put it up a little bit afterwards, right? Mm. So your most special people get access to that discounted price or that special price. That has a few benefits. One, it gets your sales going on a new product. Two, it makes your VIPs feel special. Like, they actually feel like they're getting value for being part of your inner circle, whatever you want to call it, you know, whether it's your mailing list, whether it's your social media followers, whether it's like, I'm about to launch a little range of earrings, and the way I'm experimenting, right? Go listen to our experimenting episode. Was that number 3? I think. Mm-hmm. Marketing as an experiment. So I'm trying an experiment. I'm doing a launch of this new little line of earrings. I'm doing it as a Facebook Live. And I'm saying anyone who attends the Facebook Live event will get a discount code to use during that period of time that they can use to buy these new products for, like, you know, 24 hours afterwards or something, not like literally just doing it on our Facebook Live. And like, no, that's probably
20
not enough time.
To buy.
Yeah, you've got 20 minutes. Hey, maybe I should, I don't know. But, you know, so I'm experimenting with that. And how do I tell people? Well, I'm putting it in my newsletter and I'm sending it out to my social media. So only the people who are already connected to me, who care about my business enough to follow it in some way, are going to know about that. And if your aim is to get more people in your, say, your private Facebook group or onto your mailing list, which is better, then that's where you should send that special deal. But you should tell everybody about it. So you should be saying on your social media, get on my mailing list by this date and you'll get a special, you know, special price on my new launch, stuff like
actually,
that.
Actually, like, get more subscribers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all really good points.
So that's a winning way of using discounts.
I think that's like small price discounts for customer loyalty, really, and going, you know, and also maybe for re-engaging customers that haven't bought from you in some time. For businesses where repeat customers is an option, like, it's not always the case for you. Just, I know it's difficult because people don't get divorced that often enough.
Good thing.
Uh-oh. So, you know, you get engaged once, maybe twice in your life, but, you know, hopefully just once. But so if you say stationery, for example, and someone has been on your email list for a while and only purchased once, a discount to sort of reactivate, or that's a weird word because that sounds like this poor person is a machine or something.
It's marketing speak. Yeah. Marketing jargon.
But to reactivate that customer and say, you know, hey, you know, like, here's 10%, or, you know, like, a birthday thing, you could ask for a date on when they subscribe to your list, and, you know, it's your birthday today, 10% off, or, you know, just for you or something like that. And that's, again, that's customer loyalty, but it's not necessarily like a front-facing, like, something that's on your shop all the time or a big event that you're marketing. It's just like in the background.
Yeah, I think the key here is to make it a special thing, right? I think that's the most important thing. Don't make it a repetitive thing. Don't make it an expected thing. Discounts and sales, they should be rare and they should be special, because otherwise people will wait for them, as Deb was saying, and or people will devalue your brand. You're devaluing your brand in their eyes by constantly offering specials and sales, and that is not what you want to be doing.
That's right. And I think I was going to ask you guys, what do you think that people might be able to do if they would like to have something like a sale, but it's not a sale or a discount, more so a promotion? What could be something that they could use as like a value add instead, perhaps?
Oh, there's the old buy one, get one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Free gift with purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Free shipping, yeah.
And perhaps like thinking about free shipping over a certain amount or free gift with purchase over a certain amount.
So. We need to talk about limits because
discounts
as well. Don't feel, and it gets complicated with international shipping and all that kind of stuff. Don't feel like you have to apply the same discount to everyone. It's completely fine to have rules and to say only over 150 free shipping international, or, you know, over 50 free shipping Australia. Like, depending on where you are, it makes sense. And people understand that. Like, people aren't stupid. They know that, you know, shipping from Australia to the state costs more money, and that makes sense. Same for, so minimum dollar amount, location, or
time.
Time? What do you mean?
Have it time bound.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
just
yeah.
leave it open. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, like free shipping forever. Yeah, for the next 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing I want to mention, and I'm pretty sure you guys are going to agree with me on this, if somebody messages you and like, can I have a discount?
Oh, God.
No.
No.
The answer is no.
The answer is always no.
Yeah, right? They are just going to be a problem customer. Like, that is one of those flags that if somebody literally you've never had any interaction with before, their first instinct is to message you and ask you for a discount, you do not want them as a customer.
I can't believe the gall of people to do that. I just can't believe it. I've never had it happen to me. I just can't.
So people are crazy. It's like people, you know, saying that they didn't receive something you know they've received, like you have evidence they have received it, and you're like, I know you received it. I'm not going to refund you. It's just this. People have time to lose, and it's just, it's a bit sad, to be honest, but it happens. Move on and block that person.
Yeah.
But if you could, like, I would block these people because I'm just like, no, that's disrespectful to my work.
Don't feel guilty. Mm. Don't let them make you feel guilty. Don't feel like you owe them something. You don't. You know, the difficult thing that happens sometimes is when you've had a discount or a sale and somebody missed it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, can I? Yeah. And that's, well, you know, are they a good customer? You know, are they someone you have a good relationship already? You might want to bend the rules a little bit for them.
Is it going to make them a repeat customer in the future? Like,
yes.
Is it going to improve the relationship, or is it going to be a detriment to your product and business? Like, you have to weigh that up.
Mm.
Yes, absolutely. So in the long run, decide, and that's a personal decision. Like, I've made those decisions in both directions depending on the situation in the past. But generally speaking, yeah, avoid the people who just want a cheap deal because they're not the best customer for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I'd love to ask you what you think, like, because I feel like I've changed my mind regularly on that. And it's the discount to get someone to subscribe to your list. So 10% off your first order if you join my newsletter, my email list. Yes or no?
I currently offer that for my real customer.
Yeah, I currently suggest that for my students because I think it's tricky as a handmade business selling products, you know, in the age of digital marketing, everyone's like, you have to have an opt-in on your website to get people to sign up to your list. I figure the 10%, 5%, like small discount first order is that incentive to get people onto your list rather than some random like PDF download that has nothing to do with the products that that person is selling. So, yeah, I currently do suggest that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Deb?
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. At the moment, I agree. Ask me again in 3 months. I think I changed my mind simply because it depends. Again, it depends on so many factors in the business and, you know, the type of customers that you want to get in. Some people just want to get in from the discount and then they're never going to purchase again. But at the same time, it's a great way to have a really, like, a list of subscribers that's interested in buying your products because they've signed up for a discount for that product, which means, you know, they're like a what we would call in marketing like a hot lead. Like there's someone that's, you know, pretty primed for purchasing because they're like, give me a discount. I like this product. So I really like that about it, which is, you know, you get quality subscriber. Again, robot people, like quality people. But, you know, so I really do like that. I just, I know some people just are completely against discount. And if that's the case, then free shipping can work for that. Because then you still get that quality, like, you know, I want this product, but I also want free shipping or free gift with purchase or something like that. So something that if you purchase, then you get something.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's I think that sort of thing with the 10% or 5% discount, if you build that into your pricing in the first place, then I see no issue because you're not going to be cutting into your profits in any way. Like, it's all covered in the price. So it's kind of like I was setting something up for someone and they were like, oh, will it matter if this person shares this discount with their friend? Like, that won't that be kind of lame because then that person gets the discount while not, you know, signing up for the thing or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but you're getting a sale. Like, isn't that a good thing? Because then that person can turn into a repeat customer. So I think it's just one of those things that you have to weigh up and make sure that if, as long as you have it factored in, any discount like that, you have it factored into your pricing, then I think that's okay.
Mm. Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I've had, you know, I've heard the pros and cons of that before, but honestly, I think for a make a business, I just don't think there's anything else that's as appealing to customers to actually getting them on your list. And if you have a business that is geared towards repeat customers, then it's kind of a no-brainer, I think, to do that and get them on there because you want them to be on your mailing list so that you can keep selling to them.
Yeah, something I like to say as well when you're wondering, oh, should I do a big sale this weekend because whatever, it's a Y event and everyone's doing a sale and I'm panicking, I should probably do a sale. And, you know, it's, do you know your number well enough that are you clear on your pricing so that you know exactly how many more sales you will need to make up for the loss in profit due to the discounted price, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you think that by discounting, you're going to get 10 more sales that weekend than what you would usually get, and that's really exactly the same profit for you because it's a discounted price, so you're making a little bit less money of each sale. Is it really worth it?
Because then
is it worth it because you're devaluing your brand, blah, 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 blah. But if you think that by discounting that price is going to be much more sale that weekend than what you would usually have and you can afford it in terms of your pricing strategy, then maybe, yeah. But it's important to sort of do those really sort of boring spreadsheet stuff because these are that's the truth, you know, of your business, of the health of your finances.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
I think we need to do an episode on don't hide from your money.
Yeah, oh my God.
That one will be directed at Michaela directly. Don't hide from your money. So everyone listening out there, Deb and Jess are really on top of all their stats and money and tracking and all that kind of thing, and you might feel a little bit intimidated by that. I, on the other hand, suck at everything to do with that. So I'm your spirit animal in the podcast of being horrible. But the difference is I know it's important and I know I do need to get on top of it. So
I just get stressed up if I don't know. It's
It's stressful.
I'm just like, it'll be fine.
How is my business going? what's my bottom line this month? Oh my God, do I need to make more sales? You know, like
It's smart. That's how you scale and grow and that's how you become a success. And it's something that people like me need to work on a lot more. So
All right, so what else do we – is there anything else we need to cover when it comes to discounts?
If anyone has any questions for us, if there's something that we haven't covered and it's something that you would love to know, do please, as I mentioned before, jump into our Facebook group. Just search for The Business of Making on Facebook.
And I just want to interject before – because something just came to mind. Don't discount out of fear, people. Mm. Don't do it. Don't jump in because everybody – and don't jump off the cliff like a lemming because everybody else is doing it. Like, you don't have to do what everybody else does to be successful. You don't have to do all the big sales because everybody else does all the big sales. Like, if it works for you, do it. If it doesn't work for you and it's going to hurt your business, because it can hurt your business, don't do it. So that's just to kind of come full circle to the beginning of the episode where I was very ranty. That's just what I hate seeing. I hate seeing people hurt their businesses and feel like they're a failure in some way or that they're not doing it right or, you know, all of these negative things because they're not participating perhaps in these big sales events or they feel like they should be offering discounts more often. Do what's right for you. Know your numbers, know your pricing, listen to our pricing episode and only do it when it's a wise decision that will move your business forward.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think if you don't know what's right for you, if you know, I'm sure some people are sitting here going, well, that's all very well and good, but I don't know what works for me. That's when you need to listen to episode 3, using marketing as a scientific experiment, and actually experiment and test and see if a sale works or see if a sale doesn't work. And don't be afraid to change your path or direction based on the results of those experiments.
And that means that you may need to skip a sale 1 year and do it the next, like, you know, Cyber Monday, for example, whatever that's meant to be for. I don't know if it's only for cyber products or whatever that means. But, you know, maybe you do it 1 year and you dump the next to see what the difference would be. You know, you're going to have to play around with that a bit for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And get a great ad. We've got a download that shows you exactly how to do that. So that's at thebusinessofmaking.com/
experiment.
That's right. /experiment. Go get that freebie.
And everything's in the show notes as well, guys. So everything, you know,
we'll put links there.
You won't remember, that's fine. It's all on the website.
Cool. Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything that we can for today. So thank you everyone so much for tuning in to the Business of Making podcast. We love having you here. And what we love possibly even more is when you give us lovely reviews or reviews of any kind. You know, we like honest reviews.
You guys suck.
They've been mostly lovely so far, which has been so nice. And so if you want to give us a review, please jump over to Apple Podcasts and or whatever you want to call it, iTunes. I don't know where else you can leave a review. Where else can you?
On our Facebook page. On our
Facebook page. And jump over to
tell your friends, put it in a Facebook group. Like go into your Facebook group that you're in, the Etsy Facebook group.
Tell
people about the podcast, please.
That would be really, really nice, and we would love it. And we will be back next week with some excitingly fantastic something topic. Not sure what it is yet, but it's going to be amazing. If you have any suggestions for topics for us, please again jump into the Facebook group and let us know if like what you want to hear about, what you want us to rant about or have a chat about. I'm really good at ranting. Jess is good at ranting. Deb, you need to have some more rants, I feel. You need to up your ranting game.
We'll work on it. I think the grey zone a bit too much.
No. No,
I think the episode. The episode about don't hide about your money. I think Deb's going to get a bit ranty on that episode.
Oh, and there's a few that I know I'm going to get ranty about. There's definitely stuff that I'm like, no.
I love it. We'll get there eventually, definitely. Okay, well, thanks everyone again. And you'll hear us next week. Bye.
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 Can you tell who puts these links together? Michaela.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, shaking my head.
Oh, my brain just got blank. I know what it is, but I don't know what it is. The businessofmaking.com.